the study seems to reveal sometime in the numbers of 2 to 3-fold, higher percentages will become long-term opioid users.
Diana Clark is a family health specialist for Turnbridge in New Haven, Connecticut. It provides residential programs for young men and women dealing with addiction and mental health disorders. Clark tells WBFO News, from studying their residents, nearly 60% who enter their program are duly diagnosed.
So if those diagnoses are mental health issues that are painful, which most are, you know, you don't see many hypomanic people reaching for, you know, pain reduction. So most of these disorders create a sense of disconnection and isolation in the world, and opioid pain medication seems to answer that.
Clark warns this is a family issue. The family needs to become educated and engaged when it comes to preventing early drug use.
If you're 13 and you experiment with drugs and alcohol, you're 47% likely to have an addiction later or a substance use disorder later on. If you wait until the age of 21, that goes down to 9% because the brains are still formulating.
Clark's best advice, the whole family needs to be involved. And this might sound difficult for some parents and family members, but she says it's important to consider not promoting comfort, but growth.
We have, as parents in this generation, we have swung too far in the pendulum of trying to promote comfort and avoiding struggle at all costs. Our parents and our grandparents knew that struggle was part of life.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.